4:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Might very well see a resolution in the Middle East sooner rather than later, despite what you might be hearing from some of the skittish market forces. Israel indicating this could be a couple of weeks. On a personal front, I mentioned to you that I was supposed to be in Israel the last couple of days in June, the first week in July. That's I had not told you exactly where I was going or what I was going to be doing. I can tell you now where I was going, but I cannot tell you what I was going to do. But I can tell you this, just moments ago, got an email saying, hey, we are working on the new, I repeat, the new schedule, the new travel dates. So they are already in Israel preparing for activities when this wraps up. I'm feeling pretty good about that. And I like what President Trump has said over the last couple of days. I'm feeling quite inspired by that. Did you know that your VPN is probably snitching on you? God, does it not know that snitches get stitches? Probably not. I'll have to learn what a VPN is supposed to do. I thought it was just supposed to keep your location private so that you could, well, like access Netflix UK or something. But maybe there's more to it than that. Our friend Craig Peterson joins us every Tuesday afternoon. We talk about tech. We talk about staying safe online. We talk about these sneaky, snitchy VPNs. Craig, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I did a webinar series. Man, it's been a few years now. I should probably do it again about VPNs and how they are actually quite dangerous. They don't provide the protection people think they provide and privacy, which is what they're supposed to be about.
When you use a VPN, and just make sure I understand it correctly, when you use it, your location is supposed to be private or concealed, right? That's the whole purpose of it?
Yeah. People use them for a couple of different reasons. One is to, as you mentioned, kind of hide their location so that they can, as you mentioned too, watch something from the UK, right? Instead of having to buy BritBox here, you pretend you're in another part of the world.
Right.
Now, I want you to stop and think for a sec, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And if you're a bad guy, and you're trying to hose money from other people's accounts, would you want to pretend you're somewhere else?
Yes, Craig, I would. Indeed, I would, yes.
If that was the case, absolutely. Kind of like Mission Impossible, right? Tracking them down. So there's a few different problems with VPNs. One of them, and the most obvious, is where do you go if you want to steal things from people? You go where the most people are. So a lot of people are using VPNs in order to keep their information private, bank account information, and more. The reality of the matter is that a number of these VPN companies are being monitored. So they'll put their VPN equipment, which is just a server or multiple servers, in a data center somewhere. And guess what's sitting right next to it? Oh, a Russian server, the CIA, the NSA, the North Koreans have it right there. So they're watching what's going on as best they can on another server. They're trying to hack into it. Yeah. And we found out that a lot of these VPN services have been nailed because they said, hey, we don't keep logs. We don't track you. When in fact they were keeping logs, they were tracking you. And even worse than that, some of these VPN servers do what we in the cybersecurity business call a man-in-the-middle attack, which is where they will have a key installed on your computer so that when you are trying to go to the bank, for instance, and keep all of your information private and secure over the VPN, right, they are actually sitting in the middle and are able to record your account information, everything soup to nuts when they break that encryption. Oh. So there's all kinds of reasons not to use it. And now we found out from an NBC report that the Chinese government is behind probably about a third that we know of these VPN services people are paying for, and the data is being collected and is being sent to China.
All right. Now, Craig, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Hold on for a couple of seconds while I go find my surprised and shocked face, because I've got it around here somewhere. And now that you've broken that news, I want to put it on. Of course, the Chinese Communist Party is behind it. They're behind everything that's bad in the world right about now, it seems.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it's a lot of people trust these things, and, you know, there's ratings as to, well, this VPN service is really good or it's better than that one. I did some math on this, so I did this webinar a while back, and I figured out what would it cost me if I was to start a VPN service and I was to put it into these data centers in different places around the world. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my costs are going to vary depending on how much people are using my VPN service.
Right.
And when you get down to it, the bottom line is it costs a lot more than the $5 or $10 a month that they're charging you for a VPN service. So what some of these VPN services are doing is they inject ads into the content. So you're going to a website, there's ads there. Guess who put them there? Guess who's tracking you? Who's keeping the cookie information? It's that VPN service, okay?
Wow.
So it's not 100% of these VPN services. But I had to just question it right out of the gate. Why, or how can they possibly do it when my bottom line cost was looking at, frankly, $10, $15 a month per user is what it would cost me to run a service.
Wow. Okay, so the actual customer then is, once again, the product, right? I mean, just like the, right? Just like the Facebook and the Google and all the rest of that. So we are the product, and our privacy then is just imaginary. What about all the people who have the deals now? See, this is why this comes up. It comes up almost every single day. Craig, every day when this little program is over, 6:03 is happy hour here at the house. Heidi and I sit around. We invariably are watching YouTube videos with people traveling around the world. Everything's in first class. We just hate them, as a matter of course. But they now, every one of those slugs now has a VPN endorsement. And they tell you, well, you know, I'm British, and when I want to access British stuff from, I don't know, Ukraine or wherever they are this week, or Dubai, I use the VPN, use my code, you get a discount. Are they all themselves just tools for the CCP?
Yeah, they may be. It really, again, it all depends. There are good VPNs. So, for instance, when I'm traveling, I do use a VPN, but it connects directly. It's my VPN. Connects directly to my business where I have my VPN server.
Okay.
So those are completely legitimate VPNs and a really good idea to use if you're in a coffee shop or some sort of a Wi-Fi hotspot. You immediately hop onto the VPN.
Gotcha.
The problem is that if you think you can't be tracked as you're on a VPN, you're kind of right, but they know. Your ISP, whoever your internet service provider is, knows you're going to a VPN. So now you are under higher scrutiny by anybody that cares to see if you might be a bad guy just because you're using one of these VPN services. It's kind of a vicious circle.
Yeah.
And the reality is, if you're on a website and that website has that nice little lock symbol up in the URL line, you know, where it says google.com, for instance.
Right.
There's a little lock there. You can usually click on it and find out if this is considered a secure connection. You are using effectively a VPN already from your browser to the server on the other side. And none of your data can be tracked, can be modified, can be opened when you are in that VPN in that way, right? Now, obviously, your internet service provider now knows you're going to Google because of the IP addresses, but they don't know what you're doing on Google or doing on all of these other sites. So, again, the VPN services are trying to scare you into buying them so you can have privacy, you can have security. Now, when it comes to watching TV on a VPN, who cares, right? Bottom line, as long as they're not pushing anything nasty onto your computer, which can happen, but it's highly unlikely in most cases.
All right. Well, okay. I will tell Heidi, just stop it. Just stop. We don't need a VPN. That's all. What about AI? Can our new robot overlords just take care of all of this for us? They're super smart, as I understand it.
Oh, yeah. All hail our overlords. I've got a lot of stuff this week in here, articles in different places, that are agreeing with what I've been saying, Jeff, now for the last 3 or 4 years, which is super intelligent AIs are not taking over anytime soon. They can't even solve logic puzzles that smart kids can easily solve. This white-collar bloodbath that you keep hearing, it's all part of this AI hype machine. You know, eventually, at some point in the future, there is going to be a lot of white. Is because businesses are overreacting because of the hype machine. Now, I know this is strange, but it turns out that Silicon Valley has had a hype machine many times in the past.
What?
And they're doing it again. Yeah, they're doing it again now. And just like the stock market went down today because of concerns over what's happening in Israel, the whole conflicts over there, businesses are looking at this and hearing what is being said by OpenAI and other places and saying, oh, yeah, maybe we should cut back on our hiring. Maybe we shouldn't have interns anymore, et cetera, et cetera. So it's overhyped. I got a lot of great information from CNN and from the Wall Street Journal about this week. And finally, they're agreeing with me.
Wow. I love it. Well, remind everybody how they get this newsletter, please, because there is, not just this week, by the way, but every week, there's amazing stuff in there. How do they get it?
Absolutely. You can find out a lot more about that VPN. You sign up today, CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. I even explain a little bit in there about your business and VPN usage there.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, Craig, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. We will talk again next week. That is Craig Peterson. If you have not signed up for his newsletter as of yet, please do that. CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. And while you may not feed the trolls, please be nice to the robots, because one day they'll be telling us what to do. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.